Title: Top Buzz Blueprint. Resample Array Vox Burst in Ableton Live 12 for Authentic Drum and Bass Hype. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn a practical, intermediate sampling workflow in Ableton Live 12 to make a classic DNB top buzz, a short, resampled Array Vox Burst you can drop into drops and builds for instant hype. We'll record or import a short vocal phrase, process it with stock live devices, resample a wet or dry burst, then chop, pitch and design three usable variants, a tight shot, a stuttered glitch, and a vocoder tonal buzz. Everything uses Live 12 stock tools, simpler or sampler, EQ8, saturator, beat repeat, grain delay, vocoder, clue compressor and utility, and a resampling workflow you can reuse across projects. What you will build: a 1-2 bar resampled Ray Vox burst, three derived samples, a short chopped burst, B a stuttered slash glitched variant, and C a vocoder textured tonal buzz, plus a ready-to-use simpler slash sampler rack with macros for pitch, filter and wet slash dry for instant placement in a 174 BPM drum and bass session. Let's walk through the steps. Set your live set to 174 BPM and mute the drum loop or arrangement while you design these Vox bursts. Prep. Get your Ray Vox source ready. First, create an audio track and name it Ray Vox source. Import a short phrase, 1-4 words, or record an MC shout directly into this track. Keep the clip gain conservative, aiming for peaks around -6 dBFS so you preserve headroom. On that track, insert these devices, in order: utility first with gain at 0 dB, then EQ8. High pass at 120 Hz and a slight high shelf around 6 kHz of +1.5 dB for presence, and then glue compressor set for a fast attack, 2-1 ratio, and 2-4 dB of gain reduction. This prepares the raw sound for resampling. Design the wet burst chain. Create two return tracks. Label one R-verb and place a reverb device there with decay between 0.8 and 1.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and dry slash wet somewhere between 40 and 60%. The second return, our delay, runs an echo device, sync to eighth notes or dotted sixteenths, feedback 20 to 40%, dry slash wet about 30%. Send the Ray Vox source to both returns at roughly 10 to 25% send so you can capture tails as needed. Back on the Ray Vox source track after the glue compressor, add creative effects you want to bake into the resample: a saturator with a couple of dB of drive to 5 dB for grit, a frequency shifter for a subtle detune with low mix, or grain delay with short timing and some spray for motion. Optionally, add beat repeat but leave it off for the initial dry pass. We'll use it in another pass to make the stuttered variant. The idea is to design the live chain you want to capture. Resampling the burst. Create a new audio track and name it Resample. In the tracks and slash out, choose resampling as the audio source. Arm the resampled track for recording and disable monitoring. Mute any tracks you don't want included. Solo the Ray Vox source and whichever returns you want to include in the resample. Launch or play the clip and record into the resampled track for the full length of the phrase plus at least half a bar of tail. Stop. You now have a rendered wet or dry burst audio clip. Rename it Rave Burst Raw. Edit, warp and consolidate. Double-click the recorded clip and turn warp on. For short rhythmic bursts, use Beats Warp Mode and reduce transient sensitivity so you don't smear the attack. Turn off looping. Zoom to the first transient and set the clip start a few milliseconds before the transient, 2 to 10 ms, to retain the attack. Trim silence, add tiny fades if you hear clicks, then consolidate the clip so you have a clean audio file. Normalize clip gain or use utility so the sample peaks around -3 to -6 dBFS. Create the chopped shot variant in Simpler. Drag Rave Burst Raw into a new MIDI track using Simpler. For a one-shot short burst, use Classic Mode. Set up a pitch macro by mapping Simpler's transpose control so you can shift the sample plus or minus semitones quickly. Add a low-pass filter around 6 to 8 kHz and route a short answer. Tack 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay 150. To 400 milliseconds, sustain at 0, release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Map the sample start knob to a macro so you can offset the start for alternate hits. Save this instrument as Rave Burst Shot. Create the stuttered or glitched variant. Duplicate the Rave Burst Raw clip to a new audio track called Rave Burst Stutter. Insert beat repeat with starter settings of interval 1/8 or 1/16, grid 1/32, gate 50 to 70%. A pitch range from -12 to +12 for variation, and decay 60 to 80%. Automate beat repeat on and off to create bursts of stutter only where you want them. Alternatively, consolidate your slices and use sliced new MIDI track, slice, by transients and map those slices into a drum rack, so you can program tight 1/32 stutters with MIDI. Create the vocoder tonal buzz. To make the classic vocoder texture, you need a carrier synth and the vocal as a modulator. Create a MIDI track with a stock synth in Live 12, wave-eatable or analog, and patch a sawtooth or multiple saws with slight attune. This is your carrier. Duplicate the original Ray Vox source clip onto a new audio track called Vox Mod and keep it relatively dry and compressed. Insert Live's vocoder on the carrier track and set it to take external input from the modulator, or place the vocoder so it reads the carrier synth with the modulator as its input. Use 16 to 32 bands. 24 is a good starting point. Set attack around 10 to 20 ms and release 50 to 150 ms. Use a harmonic carrier and set dry/wet around 60% to start. Shape intelligibility by EQing and compressing the modulator before the vocoder. High pass at 120 hg. Emphasize 1 to 4k hg for consonant clarity and add light glue compression if needed. If intelligibility suffers, cut reverb from the modulator or reduce its tail. Once satisfied, resample the vocoder output the same way you resampled the raw burst. Record a pass to the resample track. Trim and consolidate, then import the result into sampler for further shaping. Map a macro for filter cutoff so you can sweep the buzz in the arrangement. Final shaping and sample packing. Load each final variant into sampler for more advanced envelopes and pitch envelopes. Add a subtle pitch drop envelope. Amount around -6 to -12 semitones with a quick attack and decay of 100 to 300 ms. To give a natural drop, add an auto filter with LFO map to a macro for movement, and chain in FX stack, surgical EQ 8, a bit of saturator in parallel, utility for monoing the low end, and a limiter if you need to control peaks. Map macros for pitch, filter cutoff, drive and wet/dry and say the entire rack is Top Buzz Ray Vox rack. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't resample with reverb too loud. It makes samples mushy. If you want punch, record a dry pass as well as a wet one. Avoid over-warping short bursts. Beats warp mode or no warp preserves transients. Record at healthy headroom. Don't clip. Aim for -6 dB/fs peaks. Consolidate clip edits before slicing so transient markers are correct. Feed the vocoder a dry, compressed modulator. Noisy tails and heavy reverb will smear intelligibility. And don't use excessively long decay or feedback on repeats. Large decays make your stutters facey and rhythmically unreliable in DNB. Pro tips: make 2 resamples, 1 dry and 1 wet. Layering dry and wet often solves the mush versus presence trade-off. Use Simpler Classic for quick one-shots and Sampler for multi-sampling and more pitch envelope control. Map macros for pitch plus or minus 12 semitones. Filter cutoff, drive and a stutter amount that controls beat repeat. Sample small off-beat consonants and consonant onsets. They carry perceived energy when layered with drums. Use a tiny transient delay of 1 to 6 milliseconds on the burst relative to the kick or snare to place it in the groove. For the vocoder carrier, use multiple detuned saws and low-pass the top end to avoid harshness. Mini practice exercise. In a 174 BPM Live 12 set, create 3 1-bar samples from the same vocal phrase, a dry shot, a stuttered repeat, and a vocoder buzz. Deliverables. Record or import a 2 to 4 word phrase into Rave Vox source. Resample a dry pass and create Rave Burst shot in Simpler with Adser at a filter. Resample a second pass with beat repeat enabled. Slice into drum rack and program a 1/32 stutter on the downbeat. Create a vocoder pass with a saw carrier. Set vocoder bands to 24. Render it to audio. Trim and load into Sampler with a pitch envelope. Put all 3 on separate tracks. Map macros for pitch, cutoff and wet/dry and export 3 WAVs. Recap: we created a repeatable Top Buzz blueprint. Record or import a vocal. Prepare it with utility, EQ 8 and glue compressor. Design a wet chain with saturator, grain delay and optional beat repeat. Then resample to capture that character. From that resample, we built a tight shot in Simpler, a stuttered variation with beat repeat or drum rack slices, and a vocoder tonal buzz using a saw carrier. We finalized each variant in Sampler with pitch envelopes, filters and mapped macros, and saved the rack, so you can drop these bursts into future drum and bass productions and immediately dial in hype. Quick workflow reminders and finishing notes. Think of the resample pass as your single source of truth. Capture intentional imperfections and also keep a dry take for clarity. Use short, consonant-heavy phrases and record at 24-bit if possible, keeping headroom. Order your chain properly, Utility right arrow EQ 8 right arrow glue right arrow creative FX. Freeze and flatten if CPU becomes an issue before resampling. Name your files clearly. Rave Burst Raw, Rave Burst Dry, Rave Burst Wet, Rave Burst Stutter, Rave Burst Bach, and export a 24-bit WAV with tempo and root note in the file name. And remember, clear samples legally if you plan to release them commercially. That's the Top Buzz Blueprint. Record, design, resample, slice and map your macros, then iterate. The best ENB hype sounds often come from slightly imperfect takes pushed through a few creative resample passes, then tamed with surgical EQ and macro control. Go make some noise.